This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 97 for Tuesday, October 11th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker Tuesday morning as activity resumes following the Thanksgiving weekend. The canola market was closed yesterday while U.S. grains and oilseeds traded their usual hours. Canola down $6 to $9 in early activity. November down $6.70 at $861.90 per ton. Losses in Chicago soy oil accounted for some spillover selling pressure, with European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil also weaker. Seasonal harvest pressure added to the declines as farmer deliveries into the commercial pipeline have picked up over the past few weeks. However, end-user demand on the other side is also strong, with solid exports in the latest weekly report. Early weakness in the Canadian dollar also provided some support. In the U.S., activity is mixed. Soybeans holding on to small gains now, while corn and wheat both lower. The USDA's monthly supply-demand estimates will be released tomorrow, and pre-report positioning accounted for much of the activity. November soybeans up a penny at $13.75 per bushel. Opinions ahead of tomorrow's report are divided on whether or not soybean yields will be revised higher or lower, although average guesses do point to a slight increase in yields. In any case, stocks should be revised higher as the official carry-in number was up last week. The advancing U.S. soybean harvest does remain a bearish influence in the background. Low Mississippi River levels do continue to disrupt barge traffic, but dredging operations have cleared up some areas. Corn it posted solid gains yesterday and was thought to be due for a bit of a correction today. The December contract down 5 cents at $6.92 per bushel. Average trade estimates ahead of Wednesday's report call for a small cut to U.S. corn yields, but some market participants still anticipate a larger crop. Both U.S. and world-ending stocks should tighten, with any surprises in the data likely to dictate the nearby direction in the futures. Wheat, it's posting large losses in all three markets. Minneapolis down 21 cents in the December contract at $9.92 per bushel. Kansas City down 27 cents in December at $9.97 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 32 cents in the December contract at $9.05 per bushel. Tighter U.S. and world stocks are expected in tomorrow's reports. We traders do continue to follow the news out of Ukraine closely. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, October 11th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.